Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's army's come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, 10 June 2020. Welcome to tonight's program. We have got a guest tonight that I'm going to speak to on the phone for a few short minutes at a time. And I'm going to tell you what, you're in for a good broadcast tonight. We're going to talk to Dr. Judy Mikovits, and we're going to discuss what she knows behind this virus and another thing besides that. So don't y'all go away. This lady is, I like her attitude. She's a jolly person, even though she's in the middle of a battle. You just like her too. I know you. Anyway, before we do go to her, tomorrow being Thursday will be office day. We'll be in the office tomorrow from 9 to 4 Eastern. Take your phone calls and talk to you, answer questions. If I can minister to you, I'd love to do that. If you have any questions about scripture or what it means to be born again according to the Bible, you let me know. You call tomorrow. If you want to place an order or talk to Crystal about an order or something that you may need or ask, have any questions, call us at 800-777-4403. 800-777-4403. If you have long distance, you can call us at 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448. And by the way, in about 2 weeks, we should have our new catalogs in for the ministry. So you want the Minuteman magazine, the catalog ready whenever you want it. It's no charge. Just call, say you want one. We're going to send it to you. Okay. So they're free. Just let us know if you want one or not. And don't forget tomorrow to call and check on us about the paperwork on the vaccine and how you can give them a copy. Why you want to take a vaccine. Folks, it tells it in a very brief one-page summary of what we believe and know to be true and why we refuse to take a vaccine. In addition to that, you'll get a set of paperwork that you ask them to sign to say that you'll be totally responsible if anything should happen to you or your family for a vaccine. They're not going to do it. So that'll even give you more ammunition as to say why you're not going to do it. And I hope you'll take advantage of that, folks. Just for the cost of postage, $3-$4, get them to you. It's worth it. Of course, you know about the Backyard Mess and all the other books we offer. I'm not going to take time again tonight. We have the REM sleep, of course, the vitamin, toothpaste, mouthwash. All that's here. But our guest tonight is too important to take up all this time on commercial time. Dr. Judy Mikovits, if you've been on the internet at all, you've seen her speak. Powerful, powerful speaker. Exposing so many things that, folks, we have been played like a fiddle. The people in America, and most of them still have no idea what happened, why it happened, or even that really, something really happened. They just think this is all natural. We should follow the rules and don't ask any questions. But Dr. Judy, are you there?
Yes, I am, Pastor Butch. I'm excited to be here.
Well, it's good to have you, and I do mean that. I truly do. And I want you to make yourself home, like I said, and enjoy yourself. But Tell the folks a little bit about Dr. Judy, who you are, what you do, and how you get involved in all this.
Well, I say normal scientist. I got a bachelor's degree from the University of Virginia in 1980 in chemistry with a specialization in biology. I got my first job as a technician purifying immune therapies for cancer and infectious disease at the National Cancer Institute in Frederick, Maryland, which I started 40 years ago today. June 10, 1980 was my first day working at the National Cancer Institute.
Wow.
Over the last 40 years, I've gotten my PhD, where my PhD, award-winning PhD thesis, changed the paradigm, changed how we looked at HIV as a causative agent for AIDS. Many had said before it was or wasn't. The debate was on in the 80s about what was causing the acquired immune deficiencies that was then called gay-related immune deficiency. So we proposed and proved and supported a different story, a different scenario, and now we know HIV infection does not, most of the time, does not ever lead to the development of AIDS, and that's a huge victory. So I've made drugs from natural products and plants, have made immune therapies for cancer and infectious disease, and vaccines or immune therapies now for 4 decades, and just delighted to continue to expose the corruption in medicine and the fraud in medicine and how we've been actually causing these diseases in order to provide profits for big pharma at the expense of the American taxpayer.
Well, you know, a lot of professionals like you have ended up suicided. You know that.
They tried really hard with me, but God has a sense of humor. So they didn't kill me. They hunted me down. So we now have our second book is a New York Times bestseller, number 2 on the New York Times bestseller list this past week, and it's called Plague of Corruption. And the first chapter after the marvelous foreword by Robert F. Kennedy Jr. of the Children's Health Defense Fund, where he described many scientists who were suicided or their careers destroyed, it made me feel, I know it's not about me. I know I'm not alone when you see over the decades how many lives, how many honest doctors, how many good Christian people were lost trying to expose the plague of corruption. The first chapter of that book is Scientist at Sea, as my house is surrounded and I'm hunted down, encouraged to kill myself, and now they've caught me and they've trapped me in my house. So I encourage readers, I'm not going to tell you the end of the story, but you know I'm sitting here, so you know I escaped.
Hallelujah. Well, you know, we serve a great God. We're not going to leave this world until our time is up. You know that. I believe that. I mean, no one's going to touch us till our time is up. They may want to, obviously, but it ain't going to happen till our time is up. So you have been obviously harassed and threatened, and they tried to take you out of the picture already. But, you know, you're messing, as some other people are, with huge profits. I mean, you know, the love of money is still the root of all evil. You're messing with the banker's money and the druggist's money and the big farmer's money. And that makes them angry because you're exposing their lies. And I say damnable lies that are killing hundreds of thousands and millions of people worldwide with their drugs and who knows what else with their vaccines. But now, when did you start realizing that there was something wrong?
Well, I mean, throughout my career, there were signs, there are many jobs, and I tell this in both of our stories, where you can start to see how the story the government was telling us about the disease, the first sign was HIV. So HIV doesn't have to cause AIDS. The virus, it was isolated. Some people say, oh, there was no virus and it was never isolated and didn't cause AIDS at all. But there were viruses isolated. But the truth of the matter is they didn't have to cause disease if you kept your immune system healthy and you didn't inject toxins and GMOs and vaccines. An HIV-infected person never need develop AIDS. So what I first realized was when the FDA kept the therapies and literally promoted the lies. For instance, we knew in 1987 when I started my PhD thesis that only 1 in 10,000 T cells were the cells that were killed and drove the acquired immune deficiency or dysfunction. That's what AIDS means, those memory T cells. Only 1 in 10,000 were infected, so why were they all dying? Well, the medical community said it was bystander effects, and yet they continued to put the drugs towards supporting the T cells rather than finding out who was the shooter, rather than finding out what was killing the T cells. What in the narrative was clearly wrong, and millions of people worldwide died while they drove therapies towards patents that they had and away from simple non-toxic therapies like peptide T, which colleagues of mine, Dr. Candace Pert, had you know, pioneered. It never got approved by the FDA. So I started to see in this pattern continued or since 1987, I guess now, you know, three decades, the pattern continued where we would be told a story of how a virus spread through the world and was causing disease, and we all needed to be afraid and get the injections or the therapies that were literally designed to make us clients for life, if not kill us. And that's the vaccines and the chemotherapies for cancer. We're not even thinking about the simple God-given natural product therapies, and in fact those have been outlawed. And that's when I started realizing, and I guess 1987.
Wow. So when you start seeing this, and I'm sure you tried to share it with some of your friends and family, or some of your colleagues, how you received?
Well, with my colleagues, well, in fact, we continued to publish literally paradigm, we call them paradigm shifting studies. That means it changes the thought. It reverses the dogma that says this is happening because of this. So we, in epigenetics, we showed how viruses could really capture your DNA, your expression of your genes. You know, God gives us the DNA, the blueprint for every person's body and the manufacture and the whole expression of those genes. And we see how pathogens capture that machinery and turn it into something that favors the pathogen survival and not the host survival. So we received well throughout my career until 2011, really, and more than just received well, again, award-winning for our discoveries and our changes in the world until in 2011 it revealed a truth too inconvenient for the industry to allow to be described or changed, because it would have shut down literally. It would have cost our governments trillions of dollars, and that's worldwide. And so instead of doing the right thing and saying we as an industry made a mistake, we thought this was going to be for good. But in fact, it turned out it's not for good. What they decided to do was cover it up and destroy my career, my reputation, and basically just say, you can all go home, folks. You're safe because we took care of that bad Dr. Judy.
Oh, my. And how long before they started getting serious about shutting you down? I mean, really serious, to the point of even making you feel uncomfortable for your life.
Well, our paper, our landmark paper about the, so what our work was about was that the blood supply was heavily contaminated, 25 times HIV to 50 times. times HIV contaminated in 2011. And it had been contaminated. The data suggested from other people's work that the blood supply had been contaminated with mouse and monkey AIDS viruses or retroviruses that cause AIDS and cancer. And that,
how did that get in there? How did that get in the blood? How did that get in there?
Well, it's been contaminated since the 80s, and almost certainly the way it got into humans and the blood supply was through contaminated vaccines. Vaccines that we were injecting these agents. They call them adventitious agents. So they were passengers in a solution that weren't clean, that weren't tested, that weren't acknowledged, and they injected them directly into the bloodstream. And that's important because we're bypassing God's natural immunity, your skin, your nasal passages. You know, you don't inject viruses directly into the blood and the brain of a susceptible person. That's a whole different ball game from natural exposure to a pathogen.
Wow. And when you saw this, that's been, 40 years ago now, roughly, right?
The blow that struck, we started seeing it 30 years ago, and the blow that really struck home was the summer of 2011. So from the summer of 2011, so the government actually did the right thing once they realized in HIV that was not spread through the world by bad behavior of the infected. It was originally called gay-related immune deficiency, and the only people supposedly that had to worry about infection from HIV were gays, IV drug users, and prostitutes. Well, I'm a virologist, and viruses don't know if you're gay, IV drug user, a prostitute, a Democrat, or a Republican, a black man, a white man, or a woman. So this is viruses don't know that. So, yes, I started seeing it all back then. It's like, wait a minute, what do you mean there are no disease-causing human retroviruses, which my mentor and 37-year colleague, I won't use his name, said back in 1975, he was told when I was still in high school, don't bother studying disease-causing retroviruses because they don't exist. And he's thinking, well, all animals have these, and humans are animals. Why do you think humans are special? They're not. Viruses don't know. They infect every genre. And in fact, biblically, what was Noah instructed to take on the ark by God? Oh, he was supposed to take clean and unclean animals.
Right.
And what were we told back in Leviticus? Oh, don't eat this. Don't eat pork. Don't eat. Why? Because they were infected with things that the human immune system couldn't heal from. So when biblically we're told not to do certain things, don't mix the blood of people and animals. And yet in these vaccines, we've been injecting cow, pig, monkey, dog, bird viruses into innocent people for
an aborted baby,
fetal tissue. Absolutely,
yes, absolutely, absolutely. This is unbelievable.
For 50 years, and so what did we do in 2011? We caught them, and the data were overwhelming that this had been going on since 1991, since the year I defended my PhD thesis. 1991, the samples that were stored that confirmed our 2009 findings were frozen samples that had never been thawed from 1991 that said non-HIV AIDS. And why did they call them that? Because there was no evidence of HIV in the samples, and they were women and children. They weren't gay men, IV drug users, or prostitutes, but they were getting AIDS. They were getting acquired immune deficiency, dysfunction, cancer, disease, and the clear picture was that there was so much more than HIV all the way back in the 80s killing those innocent people, innocent because God God doesn't decide. It's not up to us to decide to judge sin. It's up to God to judge sin. But we as a population back in the 80s said, oh, it's gays. They're gays. The Bible said marriage is between a man and a woman. They've sinned so abominably that they brought upon themselves this disease. And that's not
well,
true.
Well, you know, if that with that been true, then yeah, I understand what you're saying. But that was all made up. It was all a lie, just a way of covering it
Correct.
Up. But they've been injecting people with all these things since 1950s for sure. When they were giving me the polio vaccine and the sugar cubes and all this.
Correct, and they caused the development of HIV/AIDS. Had nothing to do with gays, IV drug users, or black, or anything else. Yes, they've been injecting it since the 1930s. That was chapter 5 of our first book, the first cases of autism and myalgic encephalomyelitis, which is called chronic fatigue syndrome. The first cases in Los Angeles in the 1930s, and it was covered up a lot, like we're doing right now with COVID. So we're lying to the people, we're getting them to believe something that is not of God, and we're actually allowing, and this is, you know, my frustration and passion right now is why are Christians and God-fearing people worldwide participating and closing churches and listening to this narrative.
Amen.
and taking their tax deduction and saying we're not going to open our church till we have a vaccine. No, we have God. We fear God. We don't fear a stupid
Amen.
Virus.
Amen.
You know,
Amen.
This is horrific.
Yes, it is. It really is. But, you know, that way I won't get into that. I've been preaching for over 40 years. Our church never closed, never will close. And because my God's bigger than that. But I'm just disappointed in our preachers I know that did close. And they're still not back because they're afraid to spread something. Well, that's a whole different topic. So now, with the vaccinations that started, as you said, in the 30s and beyond, the 50s when I started remembering, because I was just a young boy then, when they were giving polio vaccines and different things, everybody lined up because they thought it was the right thing to do. But all these vaccines, Dr. Judy, all these autoimmune diseases, even everything from fibromyalgia to diabetes to all the others we can think of, are most of them, do you think, caused directly by vaccines we've had?
Yes. I think most of them are strongly associated with the injections of these toxins, like a ticking time bomb. We never saw this disease. Our grandfathers, generations and generations, never saw any of this.
Cancer, when I was growing up, was virtually unheard of where I grew up in West Virginia. It was hardly unheard of. Somebody had cancer that was so rare. And Alzheimer's was hardly ever heard of. And so much more. I mean, mental retardation was hardly heard of. But this has all changed over our lifetime. And I'm convinced, I'm a Vietnam era vet, and they told me that Agent Orange killed my pancreas. And I tend to believe that's very possible, but I also believe that because they gave us a bunch of vaccinations before we went overseas, that has something to do with it too. I do believe that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because they pumped us full of vaccines.
They pumped the military. They continue to do that to this day. They experimented
yes, they
on
did.
The military, injecting the AIDS vaccines, injecting the anthrax vaccines. To this day, the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, which is a quasi-biowarfare organization, military organization at the Centers for Disease Control, you know, which control nothing except promoting disease around the country, and we call it the Centers for Dishonesty and Corruption. And so they're promoting, they're driving disease by forcing, you know, the most vulnerable parts of our society to be injected regardless of informed consent. This is against the Nuremberg Code. This is against everything. You know, the Tuskegee experiments, you know. No, you don't experiment on humans. And yet they're experimenting on the military.
Every
they're
day.
Experimenting on the vulnerable every day.
On
they
babies.
With,
on babies.
Agent Orange considers. Yeah.
Newborn babies. I mean, newborn,
old
right?
babies.
Yes.
Yeah. Hours
yes.
old. They don't get to experience their first life, yeah.
Yeah, the parents told if they don't take them, they can't take them home. Of course, you can't go to school without being vaccinated. And they keep pushing it, and the people as a whole keep believing they're telling the truth. They want to believe the talking heads on TV and the professionals they call doctors. They want to believe it, and I have to believe that some doctors actually think they're telling the truth. But after a while, Dr. Judy, I do believe a lot of these people are willfully ignorant. They know what's going on, but they're afraid to say anything.
Yes, they're afraid for really good reason, and they do know what's going on, or they fail to learn because they don't want to realize that they inflicted this on their patients. You know, doctors like me, as I mentioned, 40 years, and I studied 4 years in college, in high school, beyond that, to get the scholarships, to get to college, literally my entire adult life since I was 10 years old. You don't want to think you hurt somebody. That's not why we work. And so doctors are not looking because they're afraid of the answer. And of course, when the industry destroys, when a false arrest and a mugshot is run through the premier journal in the world, published defamation, you know, the message clear to any doctor, any scientist is if you dare go there, the same will happen to you. And families put at risk. The lovely Christian pastor, Dr. Jeff Bradstreet, you know, had you know, a new marriage, a beautiful wife, and he read our work, read our work and treated based on what we said was the cause and what were the contaminants in the vaccines that were driving the disease. Both his new wife and he had children who were severely vaccine injured. So here he simply treated based on reading peer-reviewed published science, and his wife and children, and he ended up being suicided as they were threatened. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm blessed that I didn't have that kind of situation, because I didn't have to make that kind of choice, because most people would choose their children over their own lives, and they would suicide themselves in order to prevent the government from killing the whole family, where they call it murder-suicide. So, you know, this is what's been happening, and it's been happening many, 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 you know, brilliant, compassionate, godly people, doctors, losing their lives, their practices, their economic health, because they dared say, no, that's not the data I read, or no, this is wrong. And when you say, and most people simply just can't do it. It's not won't do it. I'm not any different than you are. I'm not some kind of great hero. I don't have any kids. Never did. My husband is a delightful, lovely Christian man. I married him when I was 42 and he was 62. He has 5 kids, grandkids, great-grandkids. Hey, I don't need kids. You know, and he has a different name. He's, you know, and when the two of us were threatened, he said, I'm standing with you. That's the promise I made to God. And if we're finished with our job here on earth, then we go to heaven, and that's our promise if we trust and obey God. And we
Amen.
Have. And that's, you know, I wasn't put in a position most were.
Well, hang on to the break, okay? A lot more to talk about, folks.
Okay.
Phone call next half hour if you want to talk to Dr. Judy at 844-769-2944. Don't go away.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best storable foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch and get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
All right, folks, we're back talking to Dr. Judy Mikovits, and I want to have her give you information now. You can get her book and check out her website. Then we'll take phone calls to you if you want to talk to her, like I said, at 844-769-2944. Judy, before getting further, tell the folks how they can get your book and how they can contact you.
You can find us at www.plaguethebook.com. That's our website for the book. You don't have to purchase it there. You can purchase it. It's number 2 on the New York Times bestseller, so you can purchase it at any major bookseller, at airports, anywhere in the world. That's the blessing of that, huge outpouring from people buying it. Plaguethebook.com, the info ad, goes directly to me. If you write me an email, I do everything I can to read them every day and respond as quickly as I can. And so you can write me directly at plaguethebook.com.
All right. That's great. And, folks, as you've already heard, this is the first time I've ever spoken to her in any length, and her attitude is phenomenal. Her she's just delightful. And you can sense that. She's carrying a load. She's got a burden on her heart. She's doing her best to expose the truth, but she's not at all depressed or discouraged because she's been through so much. She's still standing strong, and I'm so honored that I can have on the program to share this tonight. But now, you have exposed a lot of things, obviously, already on this program tonight. You exposed more than most people even begin to understand. But we just saw, witnessed something that worldwide affected the whole world in a lot of ways. Economically, it destroyed businesses all over the world. Scaring people into summation, that also worked in most countries, including here in America. We have seen a whole change of our lifestyle. It'll never go back to what it was. It'll never be normal again. We have a new normal, they call it. It'll never go back to what it was because we've been taught and trained to social distance and don't shake hands, bump elbows, and wear a mask, and on and on and on it goes. I'm so sick of it. I want to puke. But what do you see behind this besides the obvious of destroying businesses and getting people control? What do you see behind this? What's the purpose behind this?
Well, the purpose behind this, as we see it, and we have much evidence for this over the last 30 years, is to force people to be so fearful that more and more of our constitutional rights, our religious freedoms, that we give away the responsibility for our own lives, for our own medical health, and we give it over to the so-called public health, which has done nothing other than drive disease in a market industry. And it's not a new normal. It's a temporary abnormal, and we as Christians and God-fearing people around the world can say, you know, we're not buying your new normal. We're not going to social distance. We're not going to stop loving people. We're not going to stop hugging people. We know the pathologies those things cause. There's no such thing as social distancing in the medical literature until 2020.
It's true.
It's a plandemic. You know, there's no such thing. There's that social distancing, isolation. Think about orphanages. Think about all we know about children
hospitals.
Who aren't touched.
Hospitals.
Yeah, hospitals. Correct.
I mean,
this is not about God, and so we're not going to accept a new normal. We're going to go out, and we're going to trust God. We're taking off the mask. We, you know, fool me once. You know, Joshua. But
right.
You're not going to tear your clothes and dirty your face, and say, you know, and engender our compassion. We're not compassionate anymore. You won't fool me twice, just like you won't fool Dr. Judy twice and many more doctors worldwide saying, end this plague of corruption. End this pandemic. Take off the mask. God didn't give us face coverings. He gave us immunity. He gave us the ability to breathe air and change air by mitochondria, energy-producing powerhouses in ourselves, into energy, into ATP, to drive. It's called respiration. He gave us a respiration cycle through the mitochondria, and we're not using it. When you put on a mask, you're literally suffocating yourself.
Now, I want you to repeat that, folks. Listen, I've been saying this to people, and all that's not true. This is a Dr. Judy McVitt saying this. She is a professional. She's not a hillbilly preacher. Doctor, say that again, please.
the masks. You know, there's not one piece of evidence that shows a nanoparticle, which is what a virus is, doesn't go through. That's 10 to the minus 9. 0000-9. It goes through every single mask out there that's being used and being told it prevents transmission. It does not. What a mask does is suppress your immune system, which is to force you to breathe the CO2, your own toxic waste. We were made by God to breathe air. And the mask, I've worked for 40 years. I never once wore a mask when I isolated viruses, when I hugged AIDS patients, when I isolated viruses from the saliva of HIV-infected people with AIDS. Never once wore a mask. Why? Because I made myself susceptible. No, I'm not going to suppress my own immune system. So by wearing the mask, you're saying I don't trust God. Did God make us? Why did God make us with a nose and a mouth, with the enzymes in your tremendous number of antiviral, antimicrobial immunity in your nasal? It's called nasopharyngeal in your nose and throat, in your nasopharyngeal passages. You know, we don't need a mask. We need sunshine. We breathe air. We drink vitamin C containing from good lemons, fresh plants, organic food. We don't ingest toxins. We don't ingest genetically modified synthetic organisms. And we don't wear a mask because all you're doing is hurting yourself and you're protecting no one. And it's just simply not of God.
Well, that's very well put. Now, you're obviously a professional and you know what you're talking about. What would you say the percentage is of doctors and other professionals that are seeing through this COVID-19 nonsense?
More than 90%.
Really?
Because the doctors, yes.
And no one's listening to them. I mean, no one's listening to them. They're still recommending this. I mean, this is...
Well, Well, actually, yeah, we're being censored.
Oh, no doubt, no doubt.
So we're being censored. The mainstream media is Satan. So you don't hear godly people. You don't hear the word God when you turn on CNN, Communist News Network, CNN. Hmm. You don't hear. You don't hear. All you hear is Tony Fauci, Deborah Birx, Robert Redfield standing there telling us things about the mask. Oh, in late February, they said, and published in peer-reviewed New England Journal of Medicine, great paper, said, oh, you know, we made a mistake at February 28th. You know, it looks like this new coronavirus is really not as pathogenic as the original SARS or MERS severe acute respiratory syndrome causing viruses. It's not anywhere near that. Published it. It's less than 1/100th of that kind of pathogenesis. You know, said the same thing. No, you don't need to wear a mask. You know, no, we don't need to. You know, there was no, they created social distancing. There's no such thing. You don't stay away from people. There's no 6-foot magic number. Viruses don't float through the air. Not coronaviruses. They need to travel in water droplets. I need to literally sneeze directly into your mouth. And that'll go through most of the mask, I guarantee you. So as I'm coughing and sneezing, and yet I'm amplifying and suppressing myself. So you don't hear about these things. And yet every time you turn on the TV, those people you're listening to say, oh, yeah, we didn't say that. Oh, yeah, we didn't say that. The World Health Organization, stop the use. Oh, it's anecdotal evidence that hydroxychloroquine, a drug that's been used more than 70 years to prevent, you know, to prevent disease development from some of these similar infectious agents. 70 years. That's not anecdotal. Anecdotal means storytelling. That's not storytelling. That's pure clinical data and evidence of experience. We have that evidence of experience. Never before. The experience is, what do you mean walking down the street alone with nobody in sight? Why would I run a marathon with a mask on? That's one sure way to kill yourself. I mean, it's, yes. It's, you know, yes. Walking down the street alone with a mask on. So they want us all to forget what we really know as the truth. And they want to tell us the new normal is the truth. And they want to scare us to the point that this thing is deadly and it's going to come back. And if you don't do as we say, it's going to come back. This is where we have to stand up and say, you know what? You fooled me once and you won't fool me again. And the doctors are waking up, and that's why we're so heavily censored. I don't know if this show will last till tomorrow morning, as I hope your listeners hear it now.
Well, you know, and if people finally get their eyes open to this, I do expect them to try something even worse. We'll discuss that in a minute, maybe with the Civil War coming on probably in the near future. But the politicians, all but one governor, bless her heart, Kristi Noem out of South Dakota, said the people can take care of themselves. I'm going to write a letter tomorrow and thank her for that. But the politicians, the mayors, and right on down, all stepped up and said, well, yeah, we're going to follow the rules here now. They certainly can't be all that stupid. They have to know they were lied to. Some of them have to know the truth, but they follow through anyway. Right. What's your opinion on that?
Well, following the rules made by the governors, you know, render under Caesar what is Caesar's, and it's not my health and it's not my children. You know,
right.
you can have it. I don't, you know, that, you know, following the rules, that protects you from liability. Oh, we only did what Tony Fauci told us to do. No, that's not how America works. And here, President Trump has been saying, no, you know, open the churches, governors, open the churches, do the right thing. Everything you're doing is unconstitutional. So,
well, that's very,
not
very true.
Everyone
they had no,
everywhere.
And they had no authority to do that at all. But do the governors and the politicians actually believe this farce, or are they just afraid to go the other direction?
They're not afraid. They're bought and paid for. How do you think
that's
they got to be governors? How do you, you know, who is in our state, California, Newsom? Oh, he's the nephew by marriage of Nancy Pelosi. You know,
that's
Satan
true.
Herself. Yeah, Yeah, okay, that's a God-fearing person, you know. And so, okay, they're bought and paid for. And they know they were bought to do a job. And that was to destroy our republic, to destroy our constitution, to destroy our religious freedoms, because they don't believe in God. And they told you that.
Well, and I'm going to say this is going to hurt a lot of people. I don't mean to hurt them. I probably make them mad. But if you stayed home from church because of this, you don't serve the same God I do either. My God's much bigger than a virus. That's all I can say.
I agree.
I mean, we're commanded. I mean, I have no way around this. I have to tell the truth on this. He commanded us. He said, forsake not the assembling yourself together. Hebrews 10:25. If you forsook assembling together because you're afraid of this virus, shame on you. You need to get on your knees and repent. Repent before God because you just destroyed the witness of your Christianity before a lot of people who said, well, I know they weren't a Christian. They stayed home. They're afraid of a virus. People, listen, before you react to foolishness, think it through. Understand who you are in Christ. Don't be ashamed. Don't be afraid. I'm not saying go out there and do anything stupid. I didn't say that. But do not obey unjust orders of men. You don't owe men allegiance. You owe Christ allegiance. Allegiance only comes to man if they're doing what's right and they're trying to enforce laws of God. But beyond that, they have no authority in our lives. We are to serve God and God alone. That's what Peter said in Acts 5:29. We're to serve God, not man. But you so-called Christians, some of you still doing it, are still sitting at home, afraid to go to church because you might get in trouble with the governor or you might get sick. Oh, you poor little thing. I'm glad I don't serve your God. Now, I won't start preaching. Go ahead. I better shut up. I'll start preaching here.
No, I love it, Pastor Butch. I have to say some of the most painful things I've experienced in the last decade and in the last few months is both of our churches. We have two churches. They were acknowledged in our book, Plague of Corruption, as giving me the education and the teaching to allow me to do what I did. That is, trust only God and obey only God and trust God's promises. And He delivered me. We're just fine. We're fine. Those churches are closed. And they're closed because they're afraid they might lose their insurance or their tax deduction.
Absolutely.
Are you kidding me? Well, my husband and I are extremely upset, as are many, many, many of the congregation at both of those churches. We won't likely return. The good news is, in the meantime, God's given us the church in Ramona. We went to a delightful Pentecost service. Pastor Mike there, just amazing sermon on Pentecost Sunday, saying all of that. People in church hugging. Can you imagine one of our churches sent us a survey, one of our senior pastors, and said, okay, here's the survey. What's the earliest you want us to open? July. Who says we're not going to open until we have a vaccine? You know, when you do come here, you might be required to wear a mask. You're not going to be allowed to touch anyone, and you have to sing through a mask because singing spreads disease. No, it doesn't.
Oh.
Any of those people in your church ever made you sick? We've laid hands on them with permission, anointed them with oil, my entire 20-year relationship in this church. I can't even tell you. I grieve thinking about this. You know,
amen.
I never answered the service. But they know. Dr. Judy is right there. I sent them this book. I sent them the acknowledgement. My pastor, Larry Osborne, wrote the book, Thriving in Babylon, about the book of Daniel, which taught me how to speak in truth, in love, how to speak truth in love. You know, taught me. That book practically saved my life. I acknowledge that. And yet they won't open that church. And he said, we've never seen Babylon. We're seeing it today. It's called
Amen.
COVID-19. And you didn't stand up. I grieve. I cry. I'm in tears right now as I say this about those two churches, because You know, I've had people come to me and say, Dr. Judy, you said something in one of your lectures that saved my life. And I'm thinking, oh, I'm such a lovely scientist. No, I'm thinking, oh, and I asked, oh, yeah, what was it? They said you were a Stevens minister, trained for one-on-one love and caregiving with people in a crisis. Yeah, I learned that at my church, Stevens ministry. And yet that program was closed last year against all of our wishes in that church as we go further and further and we demand vaccinations of the little children. We demand my family, my husband's sons, who don't have vaccinated children, because they trust the Lord and they trust biblical, and they're not allowed to go to church. You know, one of the sons, you know, 6 years, you know, prayed for these beautiful children and honored God by doing everything God asks us to do, how to raise up our children. And they can't go to church unless they're injected.
No, is this a policy of the church where they want to go? This year, vaccination, you can't attend?
It's almost every church, because what do churches have?
They have a
tax-free policy.
Well, since COVID-19 or even before?
Even before. Even here in
you
California.
You got to be kidding me.
Here in California, it's when kids couldn't go to school. Well, you can't go to the church preschool either. You can't go to the church school. So when Jesus said, don't hinder the little children, here for your tax deduction, for your money, for your health insurance policy. We don't have a health insurance policy. We have an assurance policy from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I don't get it.
That is unbelievable. That really makes me angry. It really does. By the way, I want to tell you folks, if you're trying to call in, the phone lines are down at the studio. I know you're trying to call, but the phone lines are down. I'm sorry about that. I didn't know that just a few minutes ago. The phone lines are down at the studio, so you can't call through. So we'll just continue going and talk to Dr. Judy here and share some more things. But I did not know that even in California, if you didn't have vaccinations, you couldn't go to church. You know, you're not going to church anyway. You're going to a corporation. That is not the Church of God. That's not the Church of Christ. That's not the body of Christ. The body of Christ are going together right now. They are fellowshipping. They're coming together. That's a church. That's the body of Christ. It's not those that shut down. Those aren't true churches. Those are whorehouses that do it for the money. I'm going to tell it like it is. Get mad if you want to. I don't care. They assemble together because they love Christ and obey Him. This is nonsense. This is beyond nonsense. We're living in Babylon, no doubt about it. And it's going to get a lot worse, folks, before it gets better, it gets better. Because the church is going to be persecuted, and people like Dr. Judy here, as she already told you, they tried to shut her up already. Now, she has enough faith to know that she's not leaving this world until her time is up, just like I do. So you get mad if you want to. Threaten me. You know, Dr. Judy, I haven't been threatened for so long. I think I've backslid. No one's threatened to kill me for a long time. I don't know what I've done wrong. But anyway, it aggravates me that actually in your state, California, unless you vaccinate your children, they can't go to church.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I did not know that.
And the teachers can't teach at the school.
I did not know that. I knew California was bad, and had no idea. No idea.
Yep. It's up to the churches. The churches could let you in the door, but ours won't.
Because they're not churches. The Church of Jesus Christ would never do that to anyone, especially a child. We better move on before I get even more angry. This disturbed me beyond words. These so-called pastors, they're nothing but a bunch of panty-waisted pulpit pimps is all they are. And that's just what it boils down to. They don't want to lose their retirement, they lose a paycheck.
Correct. And 40% of their income off the top is tax-free. And they live in beautiful homes paid for by the congregation, tax-free. And they bring us their sermons from their backyards. You know what? We don't have a backyard. We lost it. It was stolen for us as we trusted Jesus, and we're good. We did what we were asked to do, lose everything for the truth. And God honored Jesus, and God honored the promises. We're just fine. We live in a beautiful place. My husband has never been healthier. I'm just fine. The promises are there.
Amen. Well, I will say this, you know, as I said, that they've done everything at back here in West Virginia, even that the school system is going to be totally changed. There's a lot going down that it makes me so angry. But now that this is somewhat dying away, they brought out the Black Lives Matter group, and now we have, and I'm not against protesting, but rioting something else. Looting stores, burning down businesses, killing people is something else. And I do believe, and I hope I'm wrong on this, but Dimitri Dudeman was a prophet here in this country back in the 80s. And he prophesied, listen, America repents, America is going to go to civil war. It's going to start in the middle of the country and spread. And when we go to civil war, this is prophecy, Russia and China, who now has bases in Venezuela and other places in South America, are going to attack us from the south with about 8 or 9 other countries. Now, this is prophesied to happen to America. And now we see the nation being split even more. You know, it's amazing, too, that all these people who are crying about social distancing are marching down the street by the hundreds of thousands, face-to-face, and eyeball-to-eyeball with everybody. They forgot all about the virus. They just want to go out and loot and steal now.
Right. So, they're going to go out loot and steal, but they're actually paid for that. So where we were in California, they showed up promptly at 2 o'clock, and they left promptly at 6 o'clock when their paycheck ended. So these weren't people that lived in our neighborhoods. They were literally paid to come in and wreak havoc in our neighborhoods. And so what we did was, in our neighborhood, is just say, you know what, we're not going to treat you any differently. You know, we have a right under the Constitution to peaceably assemble, and you can do that as we can do that. But we held our ground. We opened our businesses. We went to the restaurants. We supported the people that stayed open so that innocent people weren't hurt. And there was essentially, you know, nothing. At 6 o'clock, they were gone. Because they were only paid for 4 hours, and that's in our neighborhood in Carlsbad. So I mean, we get it, but it is a problem, because what will happen? The Civil War. You're exactly correct, because you've seen all of a sudden there's no COVID. It's only all these people on the streets. Well, they're saying all these people on the streets, they weren't wearing masks, so it's their fault. They spread the second round of coronavirus. No, they didn't. You will with your vaccine. So what we want to do on this show and others is give people positive action. Do not wear a mask. Do not stay home. Do not lock down, and do not get any kind of vaccine for any reason. I mean, not the flu vaccine in the summer, because if you get the flu vaccine in the summer, you will be called COVID in the fall, and they will blame the blacks. They will blame the churches that opened up. They will blame those of us who went out and say, you drove this because you didn't protect, that you didn't stay home, lock down, do the things we say. And they will blame President Trump, who tried to do everything he could to stop this plague of corruption.
Well, you know, this is just going to further divide the country. Folks like you and I are going to be under attack even heavier now because of our stand, but we can expect that. You know, I mean, we can expect it. Righteousness is not very much respected in this country anymore. I mean, every type of lewd behavior, from murdering our children to sodomites and lesbians and on and on and on, and it's getting much, much worse every day. But the church has got to stand, Dr. Judy. I don't care what the world thinks. I don't care if no one stands besides us. I mean, we got to stand. We're flat out of time. Dr. Judy, thank you so much. Please do send me information about Dr. Robert Kennedy. I want to talk to him too, please, okay?
That'd be lovely. Thank you, Pastor Butch, for your time. I have enjoyed talking to you. And
I'll talk to you again. I'm soon. God bless you, sis. Talk to you soon, folks.
God bless you, dear.
God bless you, honey. See you in the office tomorrow, Lord willing, between 9 and 4. Give us a call. Love to talk to you. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE.com. CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.